My name is Rich Wyatt.
7 years you've been at this festival, not a problem. How do you keep a record that good?
First of all, safety is our number one concern, both for the public and for our employees.
Everybody says that, but how do you do it?
We have daily inspection reports that, stringent inspection reports that we go through daily. We have state inspection reports. We have third-party inspection reports. We have the state comes in, every state we go to, and they do inspections all the time. Maintenance is a high priority of ours. Something needs repairs or fixing or whatever, we do it. And that's how we constantly talk about safety amongst our employees. We have training sessions for employees. The whole picture is safety, and that's what keeps everything safe.
How often would you say you're tested a day? Every day. How many times would you be tested?
Well, we do an inspection right before we open every day. Every day we do, before a ride opens, they come out half hour early. They have inspection sheets that they fill out. They turn into the office daily. All right, we walk around here, watch, look, listen.
When you're looking at your rides, because you say you maintain them, what are you looking for that says, wait a minute, there's a problem here? And do you have a problem just shutting down the ride? I mean, I know you're here to make money. What happens if that ride is out of service for a while?
Oh, heck, if we saw anything that was unsafe, yeah, we'd shut it down immediately. Just like the fireball last night, as soon as we heard of the unfortunate accident over in Ohio, we voluntarily shut ours down and got everybody off.
What are you looking for as you go through your rides?
What am I looking for? How the guys are operating the rides, safety of the people, whether they're strapping kids in, checking the rides, all that every time.
What about mechanical for them? I mean, to make sure that it's running right. What do you look for?
We generally, just like a car or whatever, you know, if there's any type of different type of noise, sound, you know, usually it means something.
You've been here 7 years, no problem. You ever had any problems running this?
No, we haven't. You know, our safety record is pretty darn good. We're proud of our safety record. We're proud of our safety record.
What's the message to people out there who are going to hear this news and say, oh, there's no way I'm going on the carnival? What do you say to them?
The majority of carnivals are safe. Guys like me, owners, we care about the safety of the public. That's why we're in business. In order to stay in business, you have to be safe. And that's our goal. It's always our goal. Every day is our goal is safety.
When you see an accident like that, what does it make you do as somebody who runs these rides?
I felt sad last night, just like everybody else. You know, our sympathy goes out to the people that were affected by this, the people that got hurt, the unfortunate one that got killed. I feel bad for our industry because it's taken a hit. However, like I said, our industry is safe. I mean, when you have the amount of people in the carnival industry that ride rides every year and the amount of serious injuries, they're very minimal. And that's all due to safety.
If I'm a guy, I got my daughter, I'm going on a ride, how do I know there's a problem with that ride?
Appearance has a lot to do with it. Appearance has a lot to do with it. If you can tell how a ride is, how it looks, how it's maintained, the operators, you notice our guys are all in uniform. They all wear IDs. Just regular, just common sense. things, and we do not operate anything questionable, anything, no matter what it is.
In Valparaiso, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.